This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
The home of the binary trigger, the home of the Reformation line, the home of Providence. This is Franklin Armory. And it's Monday. Yes, my throat is busy. And joining me, because we're actually doing things on Monday, because it is Monday, is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Bill, I just think you need to start working 7 days, because you take a couple days off and it always seems you run into health problems.
It isn't a health problem. I don't know. Well, yeah, I do know. I was doing a presentation today, a long two-hour-long presentation to a company that wanted me to shoot video for them.
Wow! Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Well, it's not really congratulatory. It's not congratulatory as far as the topic is concerned, because I'm doing this more of a proof of concept thing. So
okay.
There won't be a whole bunch of money involved in this one.
Okay.
But that's okay. There's a reason I'm doing this. So
I was a little busy this weekend, but not so busy that I couldn't feel like the news just reached up and slapped us in the face. The FBI comes out with a report that says foreign governments lie. I know that's like saying that the sky is blue and water is wet, but they lie even more than our government lies, maybe sometimes. In particular, countries like Iran. Oh, we put sanctions on them because they're, sowing terrorism left and right. And they put out disinformation that says, oh, people are dying in the streets because of these brutal economic tariffs. You really should go blow up a church in the United States to make us feel better. Wow. So that may be one of the reasons Trump delayed the military strikes that were supposed to clobber Iran. Iran can literally blow up tankers in the Gulf and say, gosh, the rest of the world is picking on tankers in the Gulf to get back at us. Go blow up, repeat after me, churches and synagogues and courthouses and schools in the United States to show your disfavor with U.S. policy. Well, when the FBI sends this to religious leaders, some listen. There are interfaith security groups in many areas of the U.S. The information is there if your pastor wants to know. Nothing can inform him if he puts his fingers in his ears. I would ask the ninjas this. Go to church. Better yet, tomorrow, call your pastor and say, what are you doing? These reports are out there. It's from the FBI, not Mad Magazine. They say we're at risk. Do you have your security plan? Have you updated it? Are you satisfied with it? Be proactive. And if you get an answer that doesn't satisfy you, wow, vote with your feet, please, because I'd hate to come and attend a service that was about you rather than worship at your church.
Yeah.
Bill, have you done things like that? Have you heard similar things?
I have not heard similar things. I've ever since Sutherland, Texas.
Right.
I've been talking to churches about this kind of thing simply because it bothers me where they sit around and they're like, well, you know, you shouldn't have to have this kind of thing in a church. I don't disagree with you at all, pal, but what we would druther versus what we had better be doing are two different things.
Thank you.
That drives me
crazy. We shouldn't have to defend our lives.
Yeah.
What?
I understand where they think church is a holy place, and I agree with them, except the rest of the world, they're not playing by that playbook.
They're not playing. I met a mom who said, I shouldn't have to vaccinate my children. And I went, wow. Wow. You think disease is evil, and therefore you shouldn't have to fight it. I was speechless. It left me thinking about it for days. And that's sort of how I think of pastors who say, oh, God will take care of us. And I'm going, maybe in the next life. Here we're supposed to be God's hands, and you're leaving the flock prey. Now, the reason that came up is some of my DGUs, the defensive gun use stories that I posted. Right. I'd like to talk about a couple because I think we need to remind the world that self-defense works. And they won't see it in their well, you see it in New Orleans. I took a trip recently with a bunch of guys. I didn't know the place. We were going to have to go be disarmed to go do an activity, and I didn't carry because I didn't know the rest of the group. And they all looked at me and go, why aren't you carrying? Because disarmed, and they went, yeah, put it in the car. Where'd you think you were, kid? Went, oh, so cultures are different. Although this attack occurred in New Orleans, and that culture's different than what you'd expect in Los Angeles. Guy's working in a convenience store for his brother. 8 a.m. Every ordinary day, perfectly ordinary. Customer comes in wearing a black hoodie over his face. Now, guys, you know what the weather's like in New Orleans? Black hoodies are not what you normally see. And he has a red shirt pulled, a child shirt pulled over his head. That doesn't look right either. The clerk is armed. So is the clerk's brother, the store owner. And the clerk kind of goes, yo, bro. Well, the owner had just stepped into the back. So even if you think you're armed and part of the team, you can very quickly be on your own. Brother does what he has to do. Bad guy with a mask pulls a gun. This guy goes, nope. Shoots him right in the big red shirt, you know, don't wave a red flag in front of a bull. And somebody said, well, the guy looked like he was turning away. Why did you shoot him? He goes, see all those other customers? He was pointing his gun at them. The bad guy did not put his gun away. It was still out where it could hurt others.
Sure. Yeah.
And that made me think, wow. We're normally told, look, we want to use the maximum restraint. Don't hurt anybody. And you go, in church, the likelihood that a bad guy's ever going to point a gun at me is zero. But he'll probably be having it pointed at others who are innocent and should be defended.
Yeah. You want to hear something? There is actually a time, and I mean, it's bizarre that you brought this thing up today. Do you know the only time that it would be necessary to cover your head with your shirt like you just described?
A chemical gas attack? That's a guess, but I don't know.
Buried alive.
Crazy.
Gotcha. Buried alive. Yeah. I don't know why I watched it. You know what? We'll talk about this on the other side.
Okay, great.
We'll talk about this on the other side. Rob is a writer. You can find his stuff at Slowfax WordPress blog. You can find him as a writer, a featured writer at ClashDaily.com and at Amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, we had just taken a bizarre twist. I saw this video on YouTube where it said, how to escape being buried alive. I was like, well, now, this is something I got to watch. So I did.
Okay.
And it's interesting, except it's all time-based, and if you're buried any deeper than 6 feet, you have no chance.
Yeah.
But you should try anyway, but, you know.
Right.
No
right.
chance. Sort of macabre. I don't know where I don't know why I don't know why I went that way.
Because it's Monday and you wanted to share it with us.
Sure, absolutely.
But we talked about self-defense and the fact that the media hides it from us. It's out there. It's out there. More than that, there are times when it is infinitely critical. And to me, that's when we protect our kids at school, when we protect our neighbors at church. And the part that really makes me have to mind my mouth is when people say guns are evil. It's the gun's fault. Taking guns to a church to save the prisoners sends the wrong message. We should leave it all up to God. And I'm going, you know, you're reading a different book than I am. God was pretty mute when it came to Caliber, but he did say we are supposed to do his work. It's not his job to protect us. It's our job to learn from the teachings of, you know, great writing and then live a virtuous life as best we can. And to me, that means protecting our children because there's evil in the world. A friend of ours, Ed Monk, I hope you'll have him on because if you want to know about mass violence events, Ed, a former Army officer, has studied it really extensively. And he goes, like many battles, the outcome is determined before the first shot is fired. And I'm thinking, wow, that's a church if someone attacks. Did we do our homework to defend our fellow parishioners? And Ed puts it this way, what is an acceptable number of dead and wounded victims to have while we are waiting for police to arrive?
Who does he get to ask that to, though? I would love to hear the anti-gunners ask that question. But that
right.
the answer is very simple. As few as possible.
Right. And he goes, it really breaks down into two classic answers. Remember the Pulse nightclub?
Right.
Police waited outside for hours. And what was that, 102 shot and injured?
Yeah.
And we had a case in Texas where a school resource officer was close enough to hear the gunshot. He didn't see it when it started. He was within earshot, if you will. And he pursued the bad guy, even though our defender was terribly outgunned. A handgun against a shotgun won the day, put the bad guy down. Is that students were injured is tragic. But all the results could have been, 25 times worse if we'd waited for the police to first get a call, drive to the scene, enter the building, and then deal with a murderer. And for the hundreds of people who were saved, that makes a big difference. So just as the FBI said, hey, there's this risk, we should pay attention. I hope we will ask our parishioners, you know, our fellow parishioners and our pastors, what are you doing? Because the answer makes a difference. And for too many of them is, I don't want, and isn't this interesting that a man who preaches about evil on Sunday will say, I don't want to think about that sort of evil during the week. I don't have a good answer for that, Bill.
Well, I do. This is
don't
the thing
that.
Well, I mean, if somebody comes to me and says, well, I don't want to think about that, then, you know, you look at him and you look at Sutherland and you say, that guy who committed that rampage murder was thinking about that the week before he did it.
Yep.
That's one of the, you know, that's what five stages they go through. That's one of
yep.
them where they're out there planning it and considering it and building up the whole fantasy in their head and everything else. And, you know what, if for those that get out there and say, well, you know, I just don't like thinking about that. Well, nobody does. But the difference, yeah. The difference, you count the difference in bodies.
Yeah.
And the ones that think about this and actually do something about it, they're going to work to disrupt the pattern that this guy tries to set out and do. And when you disrupt his pattern, then you disrupt his, you know, his whole goal to begin with. And maybe, maybe, just maybe, you might win.
Yeah.
You might stop him from killing anybody. And who wants to look out over there? I mean, that whole, he killed, what, 20, 25 people in that church? Indiscriminately?
Yes.
Men, women,
yes.
Children?
Southern,
I mean, just,
yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who wants to look out over that and say to themselves, I could have done something about that?
Right. Right.
How do you live with that? How do you ever find that peace that you know, everybody's trying to find in God anyway? How do you find that once that happens in front of you? I would hate to be the reverend in charge of a church that basically allowed that to happen.
Well, I suspect they need to distract themselves. They need to say, oh, it was the gun rather than my failure to plan for evil. And you're, Bill, you were in this service. Did they have a phrase like, when the battle starts, the guy with the best plans wins? That there's so much involved in preparation that there are rare exceptions, but preparation often dictates the results?
Well, the preparation definitely dictates the results. The plan, I mean, as far as plans go, most of the time with the plan, when you're going into combat, plan A goes straight out the window as soon as it starts. Then you're looking to plan B, C, D, and E. And preparation allows you to have B, C, D, and E. So
there you go. Preparation. Preparation perhaps is a better term than planning.
Yeah, well, it's a very, you know, appropriate. Very appropriate for that. So we're coming up on the next break. Now, for those of you who like the podcast, which who doesn't like a podcast? Rob does two of them. He likes them so much. He does one, which is the Ensemble Polite Society podcast, and he does the Unique Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, which when I say unique, there's nobody else doing that one. You can find them at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, wherever podcasts are. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He tweeted over the weekend he would, and today President Trump has confirmed his administration is imposing tough new sanctions on Iran, effective today, telling reporters at the White House,
"Sanctions imposed through the executive order will deny the Supreme Leader and the Supreme Leader's office and those closely affiliated with him and the office access to key financial resources and support."
He says the U.S. doesn't seek conflict with Iran, but will continue to increase pressure on its Middle East adversary to prevent it from developing nuclear weapons and supporting terrorist groups. Democratic presidential hopeful U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders now calling for a revolutionary plan to cancel all college student debt. It would be paid for with a tax on Wall Street financial transactions. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse. What's on your mind now,
Bill,
sir?
Bill, have you gotten a letter from the NRA recently that said, everything's fine, don't worry about anything, we're great, reports of our demise are overblown, but we'll die in 5 minutes unless you give us your money? Anything about like that?
Well, I got one. Well, you know, I saw the president's letter. I saw the president's passing
right.
Present where it was basically, listen, you guys have been getting the wrong idea. We're good to go. We're on budget. Everything's good to go. We just dress Wayne the way we do so he can look nice for TV. And then the next day, I got an email from a direct email from NRA basically saying it was from Wayne LaPierre saying, they're coming here with the padlocks to shut us down in like the next 15, 20 minutes if I don't get you $25 to $50 to $75 to $100 contribution.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And what drives me crazy with this is, remember the signs at the NRA meeting that say, I'm the NRA?
Yep.
And they actually would go around and take individual members' pictures and, like, put them up on a screen for a while. I'm the NRA, Joe Blow, average member.
Sure.
And yet their actions are screaming that I'm the NRA, so long as my name is Wayne LaPierre, you plebs.
Yep, yep, yep.
And everybody else has been going, Wayne, succession plan, good time to put it in place, get out. In the meantime, they get rid of Chris Cox and his assistant who are running the NRA ILA. Those are the people who look at legislative actions and try and change laws before they're being made or as they're being made. To me, one of the most essential functions of the NRA, is Wayne going to ride this one? He's going to pull a Slim Pickens and ride this bomb all the way into the ground?
I love that movie. I love that movie.
Aren't as old as we are. That's what, Failsafe?
Dr. Strangelove, or How Dr. I Learned Strangelove. To Love the
there
Bomb.
You go. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
I love that movie.
And I received, mine were phone calls in addition to the letter. So I sent letters to the NRA and the NRA ILA. Again, that's the Institute for Legislative Action.
Right.
Same address. For a guy who writes as much as I did, this is pretty short, you know. You recently asked me for money. I've donated in the past. I want to donate again. I'll donate when Wayne has left the NRA and NRA has severed ties with Ackerman McQueen. I will donate elsewhere until then. And I didn't show the NRA this. I just turned around and made some donations to SAF, GOA, and some state organizations. There are some lawyers who are doing pro bono work that just knocks my socks off. It's about time I said thank you.
You know, Stephen Stambolia gets a lot of his funding from LaRue.
You know, I should put Stephen on my Christmas list, like that starts tomorrow. Doesn't that make good sense if you really cared about the Sixth Amendment?
See, what I'm saying is that I got a call the other day from the NRA. Got a call.
Yeah.
A solicitation call. And they're trying to tell me, do you wish to help try to save the Second Amendment? I'm like, listen, lady, I know you don't actually work for the NRA, but I do a syndicated radio show 5 days a week about saving the Second Amendment. Do you think I'm doing enough? What, would you like to donate $100? Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now.
I had this discussion the other day. The NRA needs to save itself, or they need to cure themselves. But until they're willing to say, we have an issue. I've heard that Willis Lee, who is the second vice president now, is running around. And I've been trying to call him, because if he's running around doing radio, I was going to offer him a chance to come on with me. And I was going to tell him, listen, I'm going to ask you some questions. I'll be happy to ask them of you now, just so you know.
Right. But no ambush.
No ambush, but I mean, item number one, I need the NRA to be healthy. Item number two, I need these items addressed. And then just throw them his way. Now, I haven't gotten a call back from him, but I've heard that he's been the one they've been sending out to do the media runs, which I don't know of him doing my show, Mark Walter's show, or Gresham's show.
No, he won't.
I don't...
I think he can talk to people who are everyday journalists who have no idea what the NRA is or does, you know, that'll do the rip and read from Bloomberg's description.
Sure.
You know, it'll be question, answer, done. Yeah, no, he won't. I would be vastly surprised if he came on with you or Mark or Tom. Yeah. Yeah. I think you ought to try to get him.
I think you and Paul should try to get him, too. I think everybody should try to get him and put him on the spot. Just say, look, pal, you know, we want you to be successful, too. We absolutely do. But listen, you guys are doing the same thing you've been doing. You're giving the same assurances you've been given. And who was it that said doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome, is the definition of insanity? I don't remember, but I think it is applicable. So what are you going to do that is beyond the pale that you haven't done so far? Because I got to tell you this. I always like the I Am the NRA campaign.
Right.
Because that gives each individual member a little bit of ownership over the whole topic, right? But apparently Wayne LaPierre believes that. And apparently some of you believe it. Because you guys can't get off those wagons and uncircle them. This isn't about Wayne LaPierre. This isn't about you. This is about the Constitution. It's about you know, the teeth of the Constitution. And you guys got too many things going on. You need to get back to worrying about making sure the teeth of the Constitution have no cavities and stop worrying about having a cigar club and, all these other little businesses. You would find out you could operate on a lot less money.
Right. Well, and a young lady who's doesn't like the NRA very much, she's very liberal. I was saying, why does the NRA have a 33,000-acre shooting facility in New Mexico? And she goes, oh, I love that. That's a great place to shoot. And I'm going, for who? For the rich and famous? Come on. I understand why Wayne might like it, but for the rest of us, not so much.
Have you? I've never been invited to it. You've been invited to it?
Invited to it. No, they don't. The NRA doesn't invite me anywhere. Although, you know, there was a time
when I'm the NRA.
Yes, you are. Yeah. Bless you, by the way. Well, no, I mean, it is individual members who recruit. I've got the letter half written to my local gun club and say, can we no longer require NRA membership? Would membership in GOA, USCCA, SAF work as well? Why is the NRA special?
Well, I got an answer for that one. I'm going to give it to you when we get back. Coming up on the next break. See, podcasts are not constrained by time and clocks and all this other stuff. So when you listen to Rob, Rob can finish his thought if you listen to him on Self Defense Gun Stories or the Polite Society podcast, which you can find at iTunes or Stitcher Radio or TuneIn or iHeartRadio or just all kinds of stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life is lived by moving forward, seizing the open road, embracing what's ahead. It's why we created FordPass. Everything you need to keep forging ahead in one app, right in the palm of your hand. Only FordPass combines roadside assistance, FordPass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. FordPass, built to keep you moving, built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about earning points for flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. FordPass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
That bump's got to go. It really does. I need to just change them all. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. FranklinArmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, and you just brought up a point that has constantly been a thorn in my side. When I was in the military, we had, it was one of these charities. And they would tell us that it was 100% voluntary. And then if we did not donate a dollar, they would say it's completely voluntary. We expect 100% compliance.
Right. Yep.
So
United Way was classic.
There you go. United Way. That kind of coercion bothers me. And a lot of these gun clubs and a lot of these gun ranges have that kind of coercion where in order to join the gun club, you have to be a member of the NRA.
Yeah, I have a phone call to make. I want to change that. And if I can do it here, maybe others can do it. Is that true where you shoot?
No.
Or use a public range?
No, I'm using a private range right now. Thankfully, okay. I'd like to thank the person. He knows who he is. I'm not going to tell who he is because he wants to. He's not looking for any sort of publicity.
Well, that enforced compliance. You said something that reminded me of it. Have you noticed the uniformity with which Democrat candidates are against firearms ownership?
Yes.
And I think the answer is that wasn't a deep philosophical epiphany. It was a checkbook owned by a very rich billionaire named Michael Bloomberg. Except Bloomberg, I think, was very smart. Very, very smart. You and I get solicited by politicians who say, I will defend your right to keep and bear arms. I will support concealed carry legislation. I will, but haven't yet. Otherwise, I'd tell you about my record where I did. And Bloomberg's real blind. He goes, show me the money. You know, I want to see it first. Show me model legislation. You sign all your names to it first. Now we'll talk checks. You know, Democrat candidates, listen to them. They want magazine capacity limits. But don't worry, the Republicans will defend our right to keep and bear. Oh, no, they didn't, did they? They said they would. Democrat candidates said guns are too loud. But don't worry, because the Republicans defended the right to use firearms mufflers. Oh, no, they didn't. They left them on the National Firearms Act list.
Mm.
How about just the Democrats said they want to ban, you know, common firearms, like anything that's a bolt gun or a hunting gun or a semi-automatic firearm of any sort. I think that lets them use black powder unless it's 50 caliber. But don't worry, the Republicans have defended the right to keep and bear arms. Except they...
Well, you know the beauty of what you're laying out, though?
What?
The beauty of this is that the next time... And I think in 2020, the Republicans will retake the House. That's my prediction. Simply because the Democrats haven't done anything but constantly want to get Trump. In the meantime, the borders are still wide open. We haven't done anything about the debt. A lot of things going on out there. And for whatever anybody wants to say about the debt, the House is in charge of the purse.
Right.
So I think they're going to get turned out. Now, this time, when the Republicans take charge of it, and if the Republicans hold the Senate, we know that Cornyn will introduce a concealed carry reciprocity bill. We know that Trump said he will sign it. And now we need to put the absolute slam to these incoming freshman Republicans when they get to take over the House and say, boys, it is time to put up or shut up. Your last little group that was in there, you talked a good talk and you never did anything. You never produced. You never.
Right.
You never held votes. You get out there. So what if the mainstream media wants to talk to the Democrats? Let them talk to the Democrats and you guys vote on the issues that we sent you to give us.
I agree.
But see, concealed carry reciprocity would be a big, I mean, it would nail half the coffin closed on gun control.
It would. They're called show bills, bills that have no chance of making it
right
through the committee. The minority party puts them out all the time. I think there are only a handful of Republicans who've put them forward in the Senate, knowing that they won't get through the House, but it puts them on record as supporting the idea. Now, that waste of space, Texas Senator, refused to put it up when the Republicans held the House. Now
right.
He puts it up. We'll see whether that works again.
You talking about Cornyn?
Yeah.
Did he not
put it up? No.
Okay, I wasn't paying attention to it too much.
He did it this term, not the previous term.
Yeah.
When the Democrats held the House, he did not put it up. So that was fascinating.
Well, I mean, if the Democrats hold the House, I don't know why you would put it up. I hate the show bills, as you put it, because this is... I've called Lindsey Graham's office about this. They're like, well, we love for them to do that because we get to show them for who they are. What are you guys doing? Stop playing games. This isn't a game. Is it okay if I sleep at night? Can I sleep at night knowing that the Constitution is the way it is, the way it's supposed to be? Could you give me that?
Right.
So.
Could you make the government small enough to fit in the Constitution?
Yeah.
Bill, I'm of mixed minds about that. I like knowing who will at least say out loud what they want, even if they can't get it.
Yeah, but they lie.
Yeah, but I'm taking half a lump. Do you think if Bloomberg's money dried up, do you think these Democrats would care at all about gun control? Oh, my, no. They'd be trying to fund whatever the drug lords are supporting, right?
Well, see, and I postulated about this before. Why are the Democrats so for an open border? Have they been getting some drug money from the cartels?
I think so.
How would we know that they've gotten drug? I mean, that kind of thing is just something that makes me just sit there and consider. And if they're willing to play that game, what else are they willing to play? So,
it's the oddest collusion with Main Street. A lot of businesses want cheap labor. Democrats want cheap votes. If they have to buy them on welfare, fine. That's one way to get them.
Yeah,
and
their
did
problem.
You notice that Obama pardoned a bunch of drug lords?
Sure.
When he was off.
But when you're playing identity politics, sooner or later your protected groups,
yes,
are going to bang into each other.
Right.
And Black America has woken up.
I pray. That's a wonderful thought. Black America could save this country.
Absolutely.
If they demanded
fair
treatment.
Yeah, well,
yes.
They certainly don't deserve to be put out of jobs and services,
right,
and anything else just so the Democrats can replace their vote that they may be losing. Did you know that if 90% of Black America does not vote Democrat, they're doomed? I don't know how they're going to keep that. I don't know how they're going to keep that. So,
that would be a wonderful, that would be such a heartwarming chapters to write into American history, how Blacks said, "You've condemned us to poor schools, poor families, and poor futures. No, this time we won't support you. We can still talk, but you need to deliver on the things that are essential to us. We'll wait and see what happens."
I don't think they're going to say that.
Landscape.
I don't think they're going to say that. I think they're going to say, you know what? We've tried it your way. Now we're going to try it our way.
Okay.
I think that's what they're going to do because they're looking at employment. And
yes.
How many people are not on food stamps anymore? They're looking at stuff like that. We're running out of time. We're running out of time, as we always do. So,
thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Coming up next from The Truth About Guns is Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.